I hope I did this right. Okay. Let me try this again. We'll see if I have it right today. Okay, let's see. Maybe. So today I am going to give you a little surprise alternative to what should I say? Because for the last 25, 30 some years, there we are, I have been asked probably the number one question is, what should I say? What should I say over lunch? What should I say to get somebody to come to lunch? What do I say to get somebody to come to a meeting? What do I say when somebody says, what do you do? What do I say when somebody says, is it network marketing? Is it one of those things? What do I say? What do I say? What do I say? This is kind of the big deal. And so I'm just checking. Hey, there we are, Ms. Powers. Hey, girl. Good. So we can see everything. So what I'm going to do is I want to give you a little surprise answer, which is one of the things we teach in the claverclass.com. I mean, that, in fact, Claver Class, if you go there, you can see there on the image, it's a little demo of a program that we have that shows you how to talk on Facebook, really how to talk anywhere in a way that's a little different, because you don't start with talking. That's kind of the difference. I want to show you how to find the right people and pull them out of the clouds, out of Facebook, out of wherever they happen to be. And I have a way to do that, and I'd like to show you that here, that you can use it in just 2-3 minutes, all right? You can see the slides. If you just let me know, that that'd be great. And if, you know, Jen, if you could type in there claverclass.com, that would be just great, so people have that link. And now I will show you some of the slides here that I think will help you do something that you might not have thought was possible. And I'd like to show that to you right now. All right, here we go. All right, so what should I say? Okay, I'm going to wait for this first slide to come up. This is the number one question that I have gotten from marketers and network marketers over the last 30 years. And here it is. Are we ready for it? Hey, good. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Yeah. The number one question is, what should I say? And I have a little surprise for you, because this is, what should I say for anything? What if they say, is it one of those things? What if they say, oh, how do I get somebody to come to a meeting? How do I get somebody to come to a live? How do I get someone to come to an event? How do I get someone to look? What should I say when they ask me, what do you do? So all of these questions are really generated by one missing piece. And I want to show you what the piece is, so you really don't have to ask this question anymore, you know, because there's a reason people have asked me this and ask everybody this for 30 years. And it's because of this little missing piece, and I'm going to show it to you right now. Okay. So if you are ready for something different, let me just check and make sure that the slides are showing up on the, Jennifer, can you see the slides? Are they working? They're showing up there for you? All right, good. I'm just checking, because I don't know what you see, so I don't want to be talking about a slide and you don't even see it. But I'm hopeful that you're going to be able to see it. I'll just kind of monitor. Okay. So you're ready for something different, and here we go. Instead of saying anything when you start the conversation, like say you go to Facebook. Let's take Facebook. Take your Facebook profile, your Facebook page, and instead of saying anything, do this. Okay? Ask a question. Okay, that's how you want to start. Ask a question. It's not going to be, how are you? And, you know, what are your problems? It's not going to be one of these form questions like, you know, how's your family? How's your how's your occupation? And how's your recreation and your money? Which is designed really to pull out some kind of dissatisfaction. So you can hit them up with your, oh, I got a solution. This is not what we're going to do. Okay. People are wise to this. And we don't even know if we have a solution, remember? So that's going to work for them. So we're going to ask a question. And here's why you want to ask a question. The reason is you want to see who has an interest before you start talking about what you've got. Because you have no idea if the other person has any interest or not. And that's precisely why you ask, and everyone asks, what should I say? Because we know nothing about the people to whom we plan to start talking about our thing. That makes it really, really hard. And that's why you have the question. So before you do that, you want to ask a question. And here's what you're going to ask, okay? Number one, there are many ways to do this, and I show you many ways in the claverclass.com, the claverclass.com. But one way to do it is a poll, okay? So here's what we're going to do. Let's find out who has an interest in what you market. Now, that means if you are asking the question, let's find out who has an interest in what you market, you are acknowledging that not everyone is going to have an interest. And this would be a very smart assumption to make. This is why we have many brands of cars. This is why, and some people walk and don't have a car at all. We have many types of bicycles. We have many types of shirts, many labels of clothing, labels of jewelry, lighting, neighborhoods, you know, makeup, weight loss programs. There are hundreds and thousands of them. So you want to find out, first of all, who has an interest in what you market. Okay, and I'm looking at my live here, so I can see where you see where the slides are, and I just see that you're stuck with, are you ready for something different? So I'm hopefully that the slides are moving along here. Let's see. Okay, see, I can't tell what you're seeing exactly because my live doesn't look exactly the same as yours. And I just want to be sure we're not, you know, that you got at least some idea of what the slides say here. All right. Let's find out. Here we go. Okay, good. Now, I want to give you a warning. What you offer other people is not the thing, like, who wants to know about my greatest new skincare product that comes from under the belly of Jonah the whale, right? This is not. So you're never offering the thing that you have. That's the most important thing for you to understand right off the bat. Nobody really cares about your thing, and you do. And I might care about my program, but really nobody cares about the program. They want to get certain results because they're looking for results that they want. They're looking to solve their own problems. Each person in this world is looking to get from A to B. They want to feel better, look better, be less hungry, get entertainment, fix their hair, have more money, have the kids behave more, right? Be on time, get up early. They want to make changes. So they're looking for results that they want. Nobody is looking for a thing of ours, okay? So this is really important for you to know, because let's say if you are, let's say that you have something that helps somebody reduce their jowls, right? Let's say you market something for people who want to reduce their jowls. So this is what you would be looking for instead of somebody who's looking for some skincare, something, see, like a skincare product or an eating program or a breathing program or a water program. You're looking for someone who is wanting to get something, namely reduce their jowls. Okay, let's pretend that that's what we're looking for, okay? Because you know how to help people with that, probably because you did it for yourself, okay? So we're looking for the results that somebody wants, okay? So make sure that this is clear to you, that we're marketing something for somebody who wants to achieve something. Let's say reduce their jowls. Someone who wants to get more customers without looking salesy. Somebody who wants to do demos when they're really shy. Someone who wants to build an organization online even though they don't have any experience. Right, they want to learn how to do that, or nobody knows who they are. Okay, so this is someone who wants to reduce their jowls, say without surgery. Okay, so here's what you would do. They want these results. Okay, and you know this because you have gotten results, and you figure there are other people like you who might want to reduce their jowls without surgery as well. Okay, so we're not marketing anything. We're marketing a solution, and the way we say the words is, we're looking for someone who wants to achieve blah, 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 right? Or get rid of blah, 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 blah. Because that's what they care about. They care about their issue, getting rid of those jowls, okay? And I show you how to do this, of course, in the Claver class. You can go there and get a demo. But for now, let's do a poll, So you go to your Facebook profile or your Facebook page, whatever you want to use here, and you might have a poll question on Facebook like this. And you write exactly these words. I'm thinking of doing a live. Quote, one weird way to reduce jowls without surgery. End quote. Who'd want to see it? Okay? That's what you're looking at. Thinking of doing a live. This is what you're typing right on your Facebook profile or on your Facebook page. Thinking of doing a live. And then have a space in the center. One weird way to reduce jowls without surgery. Who'd want to see it? Okay? So why would you do this? And then, oh, wait, you'd give two poll options. On your profile, you only get two options. So you click on the options, you click on the poll, and the poll will give you two options. And for the first one, you say me, this is what I do. And for the second one, you say nah, right? Give them a choice. And make them real choices. Nah, I don't care about that. I don't have jowls. Or yes, I do, okay? And then what you do is you see who responds in the next 24 to 48 hours. Leave it alone and don't type any other words there. Just that poll. Why? Because what you're doing is, I'm thinking of doing a live, one weird way to reduce jowls without surgery. Who'd want to see it? That's it. Nothing else. Remember, no name of product, no name of company, nothing, 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 nothing. And of course, if you put this on your Facebook profile, you better not have any company propaganda because that'll wreck the whole thing. If you take the mystery out by running around basically without any clothes on and everybody can see everything you've got, you're just a billboard, that isn't going to fly. You want to be mysterious. People like that. So how do you do that without surgery? So that's it. The polls are me or nah. Okay, two poll options that you have there. And you wait to see what happens. Okay. And then, of course, we have a lot of demos on and examples of how to do this in the Claver class. So what happens, you try 5 to 7 different problems around the main problem you can solve. And you see who responds. So in other words, I'm thinking about doing a live, or I'm thinking about doing a PDF on, you know, one weird way to get rid of, say, wrinkles around above your eyebrows or between your eyebrows without surgery, right? For people who want to get rid of lines between their eyebrows, let's say, right? Or whatever other thing you've seen that you have experienced where you have a before and after. Before, I had these wrinkles on my right-hand side, and now I don't, or they're much less than before, and I didn't need surgery either, or drugs, or any other thing that was toxic, right? So if you have this going for you, then you can ask who would like a live on this topic, you see? And then you try different problems. And if you come to my Facebook profile, you'll see I do that, I don't know, 2-3 times a week. And I'll say, I'm thinking about doing a live on this topic or that topic. And then I look to see of the ones that I've put out where I get the most responses. Like I did one the other day on, I have 3 or 4 going right now. And the one that has the most votes is how to lead with objections, because I can't stand getting objections. I can't stand hearing no either. So I lead with all of that first, so I never get it. You know, if somebody says it's too, I never hear it's too expensive, because before they know anything, they heard it's high-end, spa quality for people who really care about this. That tells them everything they need to know. You know, nobody spending $6 is going to come. Same for this, for the Claver class. You know, this is a major program to completely transform your business life, because you have to change what's in your mind first, so you can have the right approach for people that are waiting for you, you see. So the only people that ever come that look at the program and the people that come to actually book an appointment are those who are already have self-qualified and self-selected, you see. And so the only people I talk to are the ones who are ready to go, ready to pay for the program, and ready to do the work for the big transformation. We have people in there that have been doing network marketing 40 years and never got anywhere, because they don't know these things. And if you don't know, how are you gonna do it, right? So now here's what you've done. You have asked someone, okay, who has an interest in solving a problem you've asked who has an interest in solving a problem that you can solve. See, that's what you've done. Before you start speaking, you've asked, okay? And you now have, now you know who has an interest in solving this problem for themselves. Because some people have said me. And what does that tell you? Now you have some folks at step one. Because what is step one in marketing? No matter who you are, you can be God, you can be Apple, you can be Google. You need to get somebody's attention. If you don't get their attention, you don't have anything. Remember the old thing about Saul and Paul? How did he get God get his attention? He kind of knocked him off his horse. And he got his attention. And you also have to get someone's attention, but not by screaming, but by saying, you know, I'm thinking about doing this, might do a live, might do a PDF, for, you know, for someone who wants to get rid of this or who wants to achieve this. Who would want to hear that? That's it. You let go. And all the ones who say yes, that'll give you a perfectly good read on who in your group at least wants to hear what you've got, so you have their attention. And that's how the life of sales and marketing begins, really marketing and sales. Then you see you can offer a helpful tip on your live that is not your product. You're not selling on your product. You might say, if you want to get rid of jowls, one way to do it is to, I don't know, let's say, a drink a glass of water before you eat. I don't know, pretend. Or that you don't eat certain foods. Or that you go to sleep at a certain time, or that you sleep a certain number of hours, or that you change the temperature in the room when you sleep, or that you eat more protein or clean food, or what other tips, life tips that you can give someone that are not your product. Why? To show that you know about the issue and you can help. See, once you are seen as someone who can help someone else, any product or program or offer that you make is going to be much more easily received, you see, instead of just blasting out of the blue with, here, I got this great thing, buy this, okay? So try 5 to 7 different problems that you can solve based on what you know the product has done for you or for people who use it on a regular basis, okay? So that's really what I wanted to show you. And we have more examples of this, of course, in the Klaver class. You can go and look at that demo and see, you know, how we do that. Because in the end, if you reach out to people in a way that you're calling, would you like to see how to fix this particular thing? Are you somebody who would like to know how to do this or how to do that or how to get rid of that or how to achieve this or that? You're looking for people who want to solve certain issues, either solve the problem, achieve something, you know? And what happens is when they tell you, yeah, that's me, you have got your first group of people that have giving you their attention. This is almost the most difficult thing to do in today's world, on Facebook especially. People give 2-3 seconds of attention and that's it. You know, people are watching this video and come in and out, you know, 3 seconds, 5 seconds, and then they come back later if they like it. And that's really what you have to do, is get that attention, and then you do a live. And of course, we show you how to do the lives. We have a lot of practicum on doing lives in the SS program that we have. But, and we show you actually a little bit about how to do that in the Klaver class. But what happens, you do the lives, and then people say, well, I want to know about that. And we show you what the marketing dance is so that you can bring people right to the door, and they'll say, great, yes, I'll take this much, and I can spend this much, and I would commit this much time to it. And they're basically ready to sign up with you after they book with you on your calendar, which we all show you how to set up also. So if you're interested in this kind of marketing, where you're really reaching out to the right ones that you can actually help, who say, yes, I want, this is what I want, and I want to do it your way, check out theklaverclass.com. And if you like this video, you know, let people know. Just give it a like and pass it on if you'd like to. And then I think we're good to go here. Let's see. Let me see if I have any questions for you guys. If you have any questions for me, that is. Here we are. I hope that was helpful. So do you have any questions for me for this? Let me see here. Interesting spin. Okay, then. I got it. I like that. Yeah, it's a question of you have to spin it enough so that you get to the place where someone else says, I'm interested in this. And so instead of telling everybody how great our thing is, we ask first who even wants to know. Right? Who'd like to know? And that way, the only ones who come are the ones who care, right? It's like sports. Not everybody likes basketball. Not everybody likes baseball. Not everybody likes tennis. But we tune into the channels that we like. I like tennis, so, you know, I can watch some good matches. I like basketball too. I like basically all sports, but not golf. I don't care much about golf. But there are other people who live for golf. So once you realize that what you have is only for certain people, once that gets in your head, then you just get good at calling those people. And who are they? The people who are looking to solve a problem that you know you can solve, probably because you've done it for yourself, right? Okay, good. I hope this was helpful. And if you think so, would you, you know, give it some likes and pass it on to folks, all right? And you know, check out the Klaver class. It's a free demo. It's about an hour. So you get a lot of tips like this, and if you like that, and if you want some help, you know, we might be able to help you really restart your marketing engines and find the right people that are looking for what you have, right? Including, by the way, people who didn't think they would like network marketing. Many of the people that I have signed up over the years said they would never do network marketing except this way. And it's really nothing more than asking for the right people, right? Okay, and here's the way to do it. Okay, guys, thank you. Thanks for listening. Thanks for coming. Bye.